Good morning, Kyle.
So what do you want to share with us about the board's grant focus for next year?
Sure. So we launched the grant cycle. The grant will be actually awarded in March of 2026. So this is a little bit longer runway. Their board focus, and they've done actually focuses since 2020, and I can remember that because we did it during COVID. They want 50% of their grant funds to go towards their focus at least. Last year, it was 100% because we got great projects. But their focus this year, really proud of it. And again, this is board-driven based on some input we got from a lot of stakeholders. Their focus is investment in youth capital projects. So things like playgrounds, and capital is anything you can touch. Playgrounds, bike trails, maybe something at school. I heard the mariachi band in Marshalltown maybe needed some instruments. That would be capital. So lots of opportunity there. And just remember, only 50% is targeted for that focus area. It could be more if we get great projects. And the board this year is granting $90,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite an impact. And overall, the foundation, this is our 21st year of this particular grant program, and we will surpass the $2 million grant mark. So over $2 million has been granted from the Community Foundation to organizations in Marshall County.
Okay, so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's way cool. So if there is an organization out there, like you said, a school or, you know, go ahead.
Really, a nonprofit organization, school, city, government entity. If you have a charitable cause, you can find another nonprofit to kind of hop under, and they'll be your physical sponsor. So there's a lot of opportunities. And all this information is available on our website at cfmarshallco.org, or just Google Community Foundation of Marshall County, Iowa.
So you've shared with our listeners before, it's not that difficult to fill out this paperwork to try to get the grant.
No. Right. So we start with a letter of intent, which is just a 1 or 2 page letter, and we tell you exactly what we want to know, Kyle. So if you can follow directions, it's a pretty easy process. And a letter of intent is just kind of telling us a little bit about the project. The board will review those in December, and then we'll invite just probably a few, depending on what we get, to do an application again, which is not super hard, and some of the information of the letter of intent goes right over to the application. So if you want to learn more about the grants and the grant cycle, we are doing an online informational session on Thursday, October 16th at 12:30. So you can just hop on Zoom and take a listen. There'll also be a recording available the following week if you cannot join us live.
Okay. Visiting with Julie Hitchens, Executive Director of our Community Foundation of Marshall County. Julie, anything else we should share about the board's grant focus for next year? Anything else we might have missed?
Just if you have questions or if you're thinking about a project, feel free to give me a call at the foundation, 758-3028, or shoot me an email, and we can just discuss it. And I can give you some tips and tricks. And if you're a first-time grant writer, you get a little extra help. So give me a call.
Sounds good. Hey, Julie, thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for letting me be on the air today, and have a great Thursday.
You too.